The museum dedicated to the late queen of rock and roll is just a few miles from where Tina Turner grew up in Nutbush, Tennessee. They call it Nutbush.
Oh, Nutbush. Since the singer's death on Wednesday, the Tina Turner Museum in Brownsville, to be precise, has been busy. So busy that Executive Director Sonia Outlaw-Clark extended the museum hours.
It's crazy around here.
That's because hundreds of fans are crowding into a relatively small former schoolhouse.
It's a one-room African-American schoolhouse that actually traces back to her great uncle who built it, Benjamin Flagg. It still has original floors, ceilings, walls. It still has the desk and benches from the school, as well as the cubbies on the wall that the kids would have used for their books and their coats.
And it's filled with Tina Turner memorabilia, costumes, awards, photos, artwork, and a piece of her grade school past.
My favorite piece is the yearbook because it shows her before she ever started her music career. But it also shows they asked the students what they wanted to be, and she listed entertainer. So we know she had aspirations of that even before she left Brownsville.
She went on to thrill audiences with her voice and live performances.
Outlaw-Clark says it's Turner's personal triumphs, especially her escape from an abusive husband and then her reinvention as a solo artist, that fans admire most.
Probably the biggest legacy that she's leaving, and I mean, you got to be pretty big to top the music career, is her story. Her story of overcoming, of becoming whatever you want to be, of hard work and making things happen regardless of where you came from or what your circumstances are.
The Tina Turner Museum hosts a Twilight Memorial on Sunday. Face to face. And you present your case. Yes, I know. You keep telling me that you love me.